Are you team cashier or team customer? This video's gone viral while this mom with child in hand went to a Little Caesar's Pizza to get some food and her crying baby. Obviously, they were both hungry. She was 60 cents short. And the cashier basically said, sorry, ma'am, can't help you. Mm-hmm. The customer got very mad, started recording, yelling at the cashier. And so I can't believe you're not going to let it slide for 60 cents. And you have everybody split on the comments, split in studio. Are you team customer? It's 60 cents. There's a crying child. They're hungry. Hook them up with the pizza. Or you team cashier. Can't have everyone, every customer ask for 60 cents.
Right.
JD is strong on the board for team.
It hurts, cashier. It hurts. Yeah, no, everything that you just said, Joey, I have to agree with, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way I'd give them the free pizza or give them the 60 cents.
I know. I've been so torn on this, but I think I have to lean more towards the mom, the customer, just because the kid.
Yeah.
The kid involved.
Maybe if the kid wasn't there, I might side differently. I get where it was coming from that, well, you know, the cashier's just doing the job.
Right.
But man, you can hear the baby crying in the background.
Ugh, using your child as a pawn. Stop. I've had enough of this place.
Mom probably pinched the baby. I start crying. We're so hungry. I don't know, man. I told you to give us a call, your team customer or cashier in this situation, and why.
602-805-1101.
We got Craig in Phoenix. Which team are you on, Craig?
I'm team cashier. Look, I know it's only 60 cents, but these businesses run a very tight ship, and you have to turn in your drawer at the end of the day, and it's going to come in short, and
right.
They're going to think you either did something wrong or you're lifting a little from them. And also, it's like, people don't walk around with change in their pockets anymore. Like, you know, he doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Also, a cashier at a fast food restaurant, let's make the assumption, like, you're not probably doing as well as you want to be. So now you're funding other people's stuff. And it's like, she literally might not have it on her to do it.
Right.
You know?
That's right. And, you know, I'm team cashier as well as a former cashier. I know you guys don't believe it. But
do you notice that JD's a former everything?
Yeah.
As a literally. Former teacher, as
I'm
a former
so
astronaut,
former chef.
Yeah, former NBA player.
I mean, it all adds up. And at the end of the day, you have to protect your job. I'm trying my best to take just the human element
right.
out of it. And just at the end of the day, you're paying for goods.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the funds for the goods, you can't buy it.
I get what y'all are saying, but here's the thing. The lady had a baby in her hand. And if I saw someone, even if I'm getting by and I saw she's in there trying to get, you know, a pizza and she has a baby in her hand or a little kid in her hand holding it 60 cents, I'd be like, just take it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm too much of a people pleaser. I have too much empathy that I'll see the kid. It'll work. Yeah. That trick will work on me.
Yeah, listen, if you're trying to get free food, have a kid with you.
Yeah.
That's why I have my kid.
I know it works every time.
I will agree with you and Craig, JD. If she didn't have the kid, I would look at him straight in the eye like, listen, I really can't. And I would explain, I really can't. If my drawer comes up even 6 cents short, I can't risk my job.
Right,
I wish
right.
I could help you. I think the cashier was a little rude. I am team customer. Just it's 60 cents. Mm-hmm. You have a kid in your hand and they hungry and like, what's 60 cents? I don't know. That's just me.
I hear you. And I've seen this play out in real time as well. The cashier will say something like exactly what you said, how serious it is. And they'll ask the person and put the pressure on the person behind the person. Be like, hey, if the person behind you, you know, if the person behind you, can you ask them, you know, if they have an extra dollar or something like
Dang, that's a hustle.
That is.
Hey, man, for any cashiers that are put in this situation, that is great to know. Don't put it on you. Put it on the person behind you.
Hey, that was just a hack.
It would be amazing if the person behind you will pay it forward and pay you the 60 cents.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm just struggling. I know how it is. Even lie. I'm a single mom, too, even if you don't have kids.
Yeah.
I just can't. But the person behind you,
yeah.
if they want to treat you 60 cents, I'll make sure I fill in their Coke a little bit extra if they would do so. Craig, you said you were a cashier. How many times did someone try to get over on helping you pay their burger or pizza, whatever?
Very rarely, but usually people were so short that it wasn't, no one would have not sided with me. No,
like, yeah. Okay, you're $10, the full $10 short.
Like, you shouldn't have walked in the establishment.
Yeah.
Is there a grace amount? Like, if you're short a nickel, a dime, you know, you do that. Is there any amount, Craig, that you might side with, like, yo, it's 10 cents, I got you?
Yeah, you know, a couple of times I started carrying a little bit on me just like that. Like, 60 cents, you're walking around and you're making noise, you know, but like...
It's very true.
Like, if I was behind this person, I would jump up and run out and throw the 60 cents in. But
right.
the cashier's just in a pickle. Like,
right.
if they don't have it, who knows? Maybe he's just an okay employee and he was on his last leg there. Like, the
yeah.
manager's like, hey, one more mess up and you're gone.
Yeah.
Very true. Or you just use a credit card and you don't have to worry about anything.
yeah, who has change anymore?
I know. All right. Well, Craig is strongly on the board. He has great points. He sides with JD and the cashier. We don't know. The cashier might be just getting by and they don't want to lose their job. I didn't even think about that. The drawer might be short and
yeah.
they might have a jerk manager,
mm-hmm.
you know, that just waiting to fire them to hire their sister.
Yeah. oh, yeah, that too.
just waiting for that position to open. All right. Well, Craig, thank you for the opinion.
No problem.
All right. Thanks, Grinch.
Grinch. Don't call my man that.